Multi-State Essay Questions and Answers, February 2008, Separac Bar Review, Question 6. Plaintiff worked for corporation. In her fifth year of employment, plaintiff complained that she had been passed over for promotion to a management position, in favor of a less experienced male colleague. Shortly after voicing her discontent, plaintiff was fired. Plaintiff sued corporation in federal district court, alleging that she was fired because of sex discrimination, in violation of federal law. Corporation filed an answer, denying the material allegations of the complaint, and alleging that plaintiff was fired for inadequate work performance. During voir dire, the court asked each prospective juror whether he or she had ever been a party to an employment discrimination lawsuit. None of the prospective jurors answered in the affirmative. At trial, plaintiff offered evidence to support her claim that she had been fired for discriminatory reasons. Her evidence included testimony by a former co-worker, relating a conversation the co-worker had had with plaintiff's supervisor. In the conversation, the supervisor reportedly said that women were ill-suited for managerial positions, and that men didn't like taking orders from women. At the close of plaintiff's evidence, corporation moved for judgment as a matter of law, JMOL. The court denied the motion. Corporation then submitted its own evidence. The evidence consisted primarily of plaintiff's employment records, and testimony by plaintiff's supervisor, who testified that plaintiff's work had been rated unsatisfactory several times in the past. At the close of all the evidence, neither party made further motions. After instructions from the court, the case was submitted to the jury. The jury deliberated for several hours and then returned a verdict for plaintiff. The jury specifically found that plaintiff had been passed over for promotion, and fired as the result of sex discrimination, and that she was entitled to back pay and reinstatement. 2 days after the entry of judgment, corporation learned for the first time that the jury foreperson had previously filed and lost 2 employment discrimination lawsuits, and that, upon learning she was part of the jury pool in this case, had said to a friend, "I'm going to get on that jury and stick it to corporation. Somebody needs to teach these companies not to discriminate." 8 days after the entry of judgment, corporation moved for a post-judgment JMOL, or, in the alternative, for a new trial. Corporation made 2 arguments. First, corporation claimed that the evidence it presented at trial, regarding the reasons for plaintiff's termination, was more persuasive and more credible than plaintiff's evidence. Second, corporation claimed that a new trial is required because of the jury foreperson's failure to disclose, during voir dire, her prior involvement in employment discrimination lawsuits. The trial judge believes that corporation's evidence at trial was more credible and persuasive than plaintiff's. The trial judge also believes that corporation's information about the jury foreperson's prior experiences, and her statements to her friend, is credible, and suggestive of possible juror bias. 1. Was corporation's motion for a post-judgment JMOL procedurally proper? Explain. 2. Without regard to its procedural propriety, should the trial court grant corporation's motion for a post-judgment JMOL? Explain. 3. Should the trial court grant corporation's motion for a new trial on the ground that corporation's evidence was more persuasive and credible than plaintiff's evidence? Explain. 4. Should the trial court grant corporation's motion for a new trial, because of the jury foreperson's conduct? Explain. Multi-State Essay Questions and Answers, February 2008, Separac Bar Review, Answer Analysis of Question 6, Civil Procedure. Issue, 1. Under Rule 50 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, can a post-judgment motion for judgment as a matter of law be granted, if the defendant moved for judgment as a matter of law at the close of the plaintiff's evidence, but did not move for judgment as a matter of law at the close of all the evidence? Issue 2. Should a court reject a jury verdict and grant judgment as a matter of law on the basis that the losing party's evidence was more persuasive than the evidence of the party in whose favor the jury ruled? Issue 3. Should a court grant a motion for a new trial if the movant shows that the movant's evidence was more persuasive and more credible than the opponent's evidence? Issue 4. Should a court grant a motion for a new trial on the ground that a juror, during voir dire, withheld information suggesting that she would be biased against one of the parties in the suit? Answer discussion. In plaintiff's employment discrimination suit against corporation, the post-trial motion by corporation for judgment as a matter of law, JMOL, should be denied. First, corporation did not move for JMOL at the close of all the evidence as required by Rule 50 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Corporation's motion at the close of plaintiff's evidence does not satisfy the rules requirement. Second, corporation's arguments in support of the motion do not state grounds sufficient for entering judgment for corporation as a matter of law. On the other hand, corporation's motion for a new trial under Rule 59 of the FRCP may have merit. Corporation does not face a procedural bar, such as that precluding its post-judgment motion for JMOL. Corporation's alternative motion for a new trial should be granted if corporation can show that the jury's verdict was clearly against the weight of the evidence and a miscarriage of justice, or if a juror failed to reveal information indicating a strong bias against corporation. It is unlikely that corporation can show that the verdict is clearly against the weight of the evidence, but corporation should be able to show juror bias. Explanation to point 1. 20-30% of your score. Because corporation failed to move for judgment as a matter of law at the close of all the evidence, Rule 50B bars it from moving for judgment as a matter of law after trial. Under Rule 50 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, a party may make a motion for judgment as a matter of law, JMOL, also called a judgment notwithstanding the verdict or JNOV, if the party makes the motion no later than 10 days after entry of judgment, and if the party previously made a motion for JMOL at the close of all the evidence. Here, the defendant made its post-verdict motion in a timely manner, but it did not make an earlier JMOL motion at the close of all the evidence. Even though corporation moved for JMOL at the close of plaintiff's evidence, it must make the motion again at the close of the record, or it loses its right to renew the motion after entry of judgment. Moreover, a post-trial motion for judgment can be granted only on grounds advanced in such a pre-verdict motion. The federal courts are divided on how strictly to enforce Rule 50 when a party has moved for judgment at the close of the plaintiff's case, but not at the close of all the evidence. Some circuits have required strict compliance, and have held that a motion at the close of plaintiff's case is never sufficient to support a renewed motion for JMOL. Courts in these circuits would deny corporation's renewed motion because no JMOL motion was made at the close of all evidence. Other circuit courts have held that if a JMOL motion was made at the close of plaintiff's case, the failure to again move at the close of all the evidence needs not be fatal to a post-verdict motion, if the evidence introduced by the defendant was brief and could not have possibly changed the court's decision on the earlier motion. This exception would not help corporation here, however, because the witness testimony it presented in defense was substantial, and could well have changed the trial court's view on the merits of the motion, if corporation had made that motion at the close of all evidence after presenting its own case. Thus, corporation is now precluded from renewing its JMOL motion. Explanation to point 2, 20-30% of your score. Even if corporation had preserved its right to file or renew the motion for JMOL after the verdict, the motion should still be denied, because corporation has not advanced arguments that justify granting such a motion. A motion for JMOL at the close of all the evidence, or a renewed motion after the return of the verdict, can be granted only if there is no legally sufficient evidentiary basis for a reasonable jury to find for the party opposing the movant. In ruling on such a motion, The trial judge is not authorized to weigh the evidence, pass on credibility of witnesses, or otherwise substitute the judge's view of the evidence for the jury's view. The standard expressed in Rule 50, makes clear that the grant of a motion for JMOL is a performance of the court's duty to assure enforcement of the controlling law, and is not an intrusion on any responsibility for factual determinations conferred on the jury by the Seventh Amendment. This standard is also used as a reference point for entry of summary judgment under Rule 56. Thus, Corporation's argument that its evidence was more persuasive and more credible than plaintiff's evidence, does not provide the court with a basis for overturning the jury's verdict. Even if true, the superior strength of Corporation's evidence does not mean that the jury acted unreasonably by returning a verdict for plaintiff. Similarly, even if the trial judge agrees with Corporation that its witnesses were more credible than the witnesses for plaintiff, that fact still would be insufficient to support a motion for JMOL. Assessments of witness credibility are core jury functions, and Rule 50 does not give the judge license to usurp that core function. The verdict may be overturned only if, on the basis of the evidence, no reasonable jury could have found that plaintiff had met her burden of proof. Here the jury had an objective and reasonable basis for accepting plaintiff's version of the facts, the suspicious timing of plaintiff's firing, and the testimony by a witness to the discriminatory statements by plaintiff's supervisor. Even if the trial court thinks the jury erred, the trial court should defer to the jury's choice between competing versions of events, when the jury choice is reasonably based on the evidence presented in the case. Explanation to point 3, 20-30% of your score. Corporation's alternative motion for a new trial should be granted if the court is convinced that the jury's verdict was clearly against the weight of the evidence and a miscarriage of justice, but such a result is unlikely here. Corporation's motion for a new trial was filed within 10 days of the entry of judgment, as required by Rule 59. Unlike motions for JMOL, under Rule 50, no pre-verdict motions are required in order to make the post-verdict motion for a new trial. Thus, Corporation's alternative motion for a new trial is procedurally proper, and can be considered on the merits. Rule 59 does not specify any standard for the granting of a new trial, but instead provides that such motions can be granted for any of the reasons for which new trials have been granted in actions at law in courts of the United States. In effect, Rule 59 gives the trial judge power and discretion to prevent a miscarriage of justice. Because an order for a new trial is not a final judgment, such motions are more freely granted than are motions for JMOL. In general, the grounds for a new trial are that the verdict is against the weight of the evidence, that the damages are excessive, or that for other reasons, such as errors of law, the trial was not fair. Where the court is convinced that a mistake has been made, such as where the prevailing party's witnesses were wholly lacking in credibility, a new trial may be ordered. On a motion for new trial, unlike a motion for JMOL, the court is not required to view the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict winner. In this case, the first ground offered in support of the motion is Corporation's argument that its evidence was more persuasive and more credible than plaintiff's evidence. Because the court is free to weigh the evidence itself on a motion for new trial, this argument may prevail. Courts have held that an order for a new trial is appropriate when the trial judge is convinced that the jury has reached a seriously erroneous result. However, the trial judge must respect the collective wisdom of the jury. It is not proper for a court to grant a new trial on the ground that the verdict is against the weight of the evidence unless the record shows that the jury's verdict resulted in a miscarriage of justice. Since the credibility of witnesses is specifically for the jury, it is an invasion of the jury's province to grant a new trial merely because the evidence was sharply in conflict. The issue here is simple, and the facts were highly disputed at trial. Notwithstanding the fact that the court may believe that Corporation's evidence was more persuasive, it would be improper for the court to grant Corporation's motion for a new trial on this basis. explanation to 0.4, 20-30% of your score. Corporation's motion for a new trial should be granted if a juror improperly failed to reveal information that would bias that juror against corporation. Corporation's second argument in support of a grant of a new trial is stronger. By showing that a juror improperly failed to disclose information that would bias the juror against corporation, corporation has identified an error that could have influenced the verdict. Through questions during voir dire, jurors are screened for potential bias. Although motions for a new trial based on juror non-disclosures during voir dire are often unsuccessful, if the withheld information would have justified a disqualification for cause, a new trial should be granted. Here, had corporation known of the juror's prior experience with employment discrimination suits, and her hostility toward companies that are accused of discrimination, corporation surely would have moved that the potential juror be struck for cause. Of course, the fact that a juror has potential biases is not enough to warrant striking the juror from the jury for cause. The question is whether those potential biases are also actual biases. Here, there is evidence that the jury foreperson had actual bias, and manifested that bias even before the trial began. Under these circumstances, the trial court could find that the jury foreperson's apparent bias against corporation fundamentally undermined the fairness of the trial. If the court so concludes, it should grant corporation's motion for a new trial.